Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Come on. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on this NFL schedule release Wednesday, and we have some breaking news. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. News coming into one Bears reporter, Mark Grody. Is this a Bears hit? Is it one word or is it two?
This would be two words. It's Bears hit because everything is good. Here it comes. More on the schedule. I'm being told by an NFL source that week 8, the Bears will be at the Baltimore Ravens. Week 9, the Bears will be at the Cincinnati Bengals, and week 18, the Bears will be hoisting the Detroit Lions.
For a playoff game?
That's not how that works.
Lifting them up, or they're playing host too?
What now?
Week 18?
Hoisting. Hosting. No, they will be hosting.
So the season finale is against the Lions.
That is correct.
So week 8 is the Ravens.
At the Ravens. Week 9 at Cincy. Week 18 hosting the Detroit Lions.
So week 9 is at Cincinnati.
That is correct. The inspiration for Bears 2. That'll be an emotional game now because of Bears 2. That takes that to a different level right there.
All right, so week 1 home against the Vikings Monday Night Football.
Yeah, we're putting it all together here. Yeah. It's like a puzzle.
All right, and then what else do we know? I don't know what week the...
We know that Black...
Week one is supposedly Vikings, right?
Yes.
Monday Night Football.
Yes, Monday Night Football.
I got to figure out what week Black
down.
Friday is. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Monday Night Football. Vikings is week one.
Yes.
We have heard week 6 from J.P. Finley is... And D.C. is week 6 is
right.
Versus Commanders.
That is true.
That's on the road, right?
And that's Monday Night Football. We know that week 16 is against the Packers in the Fox doubleheader.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing this down.
And per sources, week 8 at the Ravens.
What week is the NFL, was Black Friday?
That's what we were trying to figure out.
What week of the season?
Don't have an answer for
you. Yeah,
me.
I don't know if the
All
top,
right,
top
so
of
the
head.
Black Friday game is somewheres.
Somewhere in there.
Right, in there.
And that's at the Eagles.
At Eagles.
Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S.
You spelled it right, though. And then we now know week 18 is
home against
Lions.
The Lions.
That's right. Per sources.
And 8 is Ravens. My bad, Ravens.
Ravens. So we have half the division schedules. What we have. We have.
Great. Grody had one more, right?
It's week 8, week 9, and week 18
and
is
week
what
18,
we just learned.
Home against the Detroit Lions, week 18.
Question about that week 18 game, though. Will that be a game of consequence?
For one team, it will. For at least one team, it will.
Will Kyle Schwarber hit a ball of consequence on that day?
That's a good question. Probably not, because it's January.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just felt like bringing
that back.
He will
not be at the Arizona Fall League.
All right, so we now know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of the Bears games.
Have you put it together?
Yeah.
Linearly?
Not really.
Well, just because the Black Friday thing throws us off.
We haven't figured that out yet.
But week one against the Vikings, week six at the Commanders, Monday Night Football for both of those games, by the way. Week eight at the Ravens, week nine at the Bengals,
yes.
Black Friday somewhere at the Eagles.
Black Friday is somewhere.
Yeah. Well, it's in Philadelphia, but
I feel you.
Week 16 Packers and week 18 Lions.
And Layla, just to go back to what you're asking about hosting or hoisting, I do believe the Bears will be hosting the Lions and hoisting the NFC North trophy that day.
What? Ah!
There it is.
What?
See, this is why I can't take you seriously.
You've decided to take the North?
Why won't you take me seriously?
Because you just said something that was preposterous.
Why would you ever take me seriously, Marshall?
Can I get a wager on that particular matter that you just stated out loud?
Oh, man.
That the Bears are going to take the North?
Man, I mean, I just lost the Schwarber battle to you, so now you're
it's
really...
It's not a losing of a battle.
I know, no, it was hilarious.
I said it would be a game of consequence for one of those teams. I meant the Lions, but go ahead. Explain to me how the Bears are going to take the North.
Well, they're going to take the North because they have Ben Johnson as their head coach.
What's that division winning record? That's really what I'm getting at.
That would be, you know what?
To win the North, what do you have to have? How many wins will it take to win the NFC North?
Now you're really putting me in a corner here, aren't you?
You're the one who said it.
Yeah, no, I did say it. How many wins would it take? It's going to take 12 wins to win the division this year, isn't it? It's
going to
take
at 12. Least. I mean, it took 14 to be competitive last season.
All right, I did this
it
last
took
15 year.
You know what? To win the division.
I'm taking it off the table. I did this last year, too. I picked the Bears to win 11 damn games last year. Now, I will say it was in real time going through the schedule, so it wasn't like I took like a long view of the season and calculated what I was going to do. It happened in real time, and I came up with 11 wins this year. So I'll tell you what. Tomorrow night, I will be hosting solo from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. I will find time during that show to go through each and every game and come up with a record.
Can
for
I
the
join
Chicago
you for
Bears.
That segment?
Will you?
What?
I would
There's
love
a
it.
One-legged duck swim in a circle?
I would love it. You are considered... Studzinski, book Marshall Harris.
People can't handle this. The text line is going wild.
What are they saying?
First of all, 630 says November 28th is Black Friday. Yeah, that we can figure out. We just can't figure out what week of the season it is. So we've got that going for us, which is nice. 219, that's when Trey Henderson comes back home and gets sacks for the Bears.
Hey, his name is Lopes, okay?
Trey Henderson. It's just perfect.
Yeah, but what week is that Detroit Black Friday game?
Wow, I like the call for these multiple texters, by the way. The schedule is your hint. This is from 309. Hendrickson is going to be a Bear going back to Cincinnati.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
You didn't think
mind
about that.
Never mind the Bears 2 angle. I like that angle a lot better.
Yeah, there's a lot here.
Okay, Black Friday apparently is week 13, according to 6-3 on the Texters.
Thank you.
So if that's the case.
815 says they saw multiple posts that the Bears start the season at Washington. But that's not what we've seen on the Twitters from our people who we trust. So we have conflicting reports then.
I thought we had Commanders Monday Night Football week 6.
That's what we had from JP Finley, who usually knows a thing or two about the Commanders schedule. Jordan Schultz says the Bears are opening their season at home on ESPN's Monday Night Football against the Vikings.
Okay, reasonable, Marshall.
Am I reasonable or am I just objectively saying what I think this Bears team will do this year?
Right. So what do you think the Bears, as we sit here right now?
We don't have the rest of the games yet.
I know, but you made me say 12 wins. So as we sit here right now, we don't know the games. I get it, but we know a lot of them. We know a lot of them. We know what the division is like.
Actually, we do know the games. We just don't know when they'll take place.
That is correct. So what? How many wins you got for the Bears?
Eight and nine.
Third place. Oh, wow.
8-9.
Under 500. Okay.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8-9. Hey, remember the Joe O telling us about the over-under and the move?
Oh, yeah. He was so angry. It's like, they're doing it again. They're doing it again.
I don't know. I still think that 10 wins is on the table.
It could be on the table, and then it could fall right off the table. I get it. They could win 10 games.
Yeah, I mean, everything is, yes, by that definition, we don't even need to host a sports talk show.
No, I'm saying,
It could be on the table, then it couldn't be. Yeah, okay, why are we sitting here?
I'm saying 10 wins is a reasonable total to come up with if you analyze where the Bears are, and they're 0-17 and 17-0 or not. So we can work our way back from that. I also say 1-16 and 16-1 are not reasonable.
That 15 is
unreasonable. And 2-15.
And I
not
think,
reasonable.
I think a 10-game losing streak is off the table. And I just want you to know, too, that when I said that, the hoisting, I just wanted to say hoisting, really, is the reason
for that. And
that's
okay.
Yeah. Hosting, hoisting.
Is there an NFC North trophy? I wouldn't know.
I don't believe there's an actual trophy. I think some teams put up a banner of some kind in there for. I know this because I just saw it.
Should there be an NFC North trophy?
You get a certificate.
And if so, why should it be a bratwurst? Oh.
No, because we kind of share the bratwurst with Green Bay.
Yeah,
because
like with Detroit or
would it be deep dish pizza?
Minnesota.
It's not very fair.
Maybe a knackwurst. If it's not a bratwurst, but a knackwurst.
Maybe they don't actually make the trophy until the season ends and someone clinches, and then you can have the trophy be for that particular city. Like it could be a piston.
It's going to be Detroit style pizza. That's what it's going to be.
Oh, like a Jets
or a Coney
pizza?
Dog.
No, too specific.
Yeah, that's very, very specific.
Like the Crosstown Cup, whatever it is now. The BP Cup back in the day or whoever was sponsoring
it. A generic cup. That doesn't seem very good.
Just a big silver cup to show
off. All right,
Ryan
Port did the math. So 13th is the 13th week of the season is that Thanksgiving Black Friday game.
Yeah. Yeah. So, listen, I think they're going to go 8-9. That's my prediction. Could they exceed it? Of course. Could they under it? Of course. But if I had to put money on the over-under of, 8.5? I'd take the under.
What about cheese curds? Would cheese curds be a decent trophy? I don't really know how that would be a trophy other than putting them in a pyramid, per se.
Yeah, but then again, you're honoring Green Bay with that. Like, that's their thing.
It may have to be a chalice. I think all of these cities like to drink, so it just may have to be a chalice.
That's a fair. Stein, like a beer stein, maybe?
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. That's good.
Yes, Ray?
I prefer a Lil Jon-style chalice. Remember, he used to rock those like the pimp chalice.
It's got
to
be diamonds and
with the diamond studded studs.
815 Polar sausage cup.
He had a Polar sausage cup.
A red solo cup, actually, from 708. That would do as well.
It could. Yeah, you just put on a little stand.
Yeah,
and then voila, trophy.
Gordy wanted to use the word hoist, and he was foisted. Is that a word?
Foisted. I feel like it is.
His own, and then that last word. I don't even know what that is either. But it's true. I was.
Yes. It means to impose an unwelcome or unnecessary person or thing on. Don't let anyone foist inferior goods on you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so foist, hoist, moist. You got any other OIST words?
No.
Where are you? Where are you, Layla? So you think 10? Did you say 10 wins for the Bears?
Yeah, I've been saying that. I said it last season.
Okay. All right. You go. Wow. So you still feel good about that, huh?
Yeah, I do. And frankly, that's the standard to which I am holding this team.
Great point just made by 847 on the text line. Depending on where the Bears play the Saints, if it's week 9, there would not be a 10-game losing streak. But there would still be 1-16. Like, the Saints game is pivotal. That's a get-right game, right? We can agree on that.
I mean, the last time they had a get-right game, what happened?
They got wrong.
Yeah, they never did get right.
They got very wrong.
They got right. You know when the Bears got right? They got right in the season finale this past year, and that was on Thomas Brown's watch when they beat the damn Green Bay Packers.
Shout out to Thomas Brown.
Absolutely.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.